Okay, I'm Omar. I'm here with Paul from the Blackguard.
Blackguard.
Oh. No need for the
The world famous Canadian Blackguard.
I like the sound of that.
So how is the tour going so far?
So far, we're like 4 for 4 for great shows, man. Like, we've been having a great time. Yeah, that's it. Like, I've been growing a really dirty mustache, and we have a theory that that's the reason why we've been having great shows. It's the power of the stash, apparently.
He's not shaving it.
Yeah, I'm not shaving it until we have a bad show, and then I'll take it off. So far so good. And today here in New York was just the best New York City show we've ever played. It was amazing. So it's great to see so many familiar faces out and a lot of new faces and everybody enjoying it. It was fantastic.
Yeah, so I hear you guys have working on a new record coming up.
Yeah, we've been working hard the last year on the new CD, and before leaving on this tour, put a lot of hours into trying to get as much of it finished and a lot of pre-production done. So, I mean, I feel like we're, you know, like 80-90% of it is pretty much finished and written. So we're going to work on it a little bit more before when we get back, but it should be, you know, we'll be ready to hit the studio like not too long after we get back home. And hopefully we'll have a record out maybe sometime in the fall. We'll see.
All the songs are written now?
The majority of them are written, yeah. I mean, there's just some, I feel like there's just some tweaking to be done on them. I've got some lyrics that I got to finish up writing, and aside from that, we got the bulk of it done at this point.
Now, when you guys write songs, do you guys write collectively, or is it like individually, or anything? Is anything jammed out?
We don't jam out songs in the jam room. Like, we kind of write them on computer in the sense that, like, you know, someone will bring in a riff and lay it down, and then we'll program drums to it, and then we'll kind of build it from there. And then Justine will do her, we'll kind of do some drums on it, and then she'll start doing orchestrations on them, and it just kind of builds from there. And then when it's pretty much done, I'll go in and I'll listen to it and start like working on lyrics.
There's a lot of exchange between the members too. Like, some people would be, I didn't like that part, okay, what would you do? Here, I'll send you a riff. So we send the riff, we try it on, yeah, that's good, but now I have to change the drum. And then Terry would come, maybe you should do this fill here, oh yeah, you're right. And then we take a listen all together and we try to make the song as best as possible.
So you guys start off with, you can join in too. Do you guys, like, does anything start with like the drums, or you guys have the riffs first then they go to the drums, or
we start with the guitar?
Yeah,
mostly.
Generally it's
guitar.
The riffs first, yeah. It's kind of hard to build a song around a drum beat.
It's guitar, drum, orchestration, and then we puff in with some solos and leads. Then we go back with Paul in pre-production. Then, okay, maybe if he's singing there, like, maybe we should remove some of the lead we put, or mellow the orchestration, let it breathe more. And then, he's not singing here, so let's put all the epicness we can, like tubular bell and trumpet, make it epic as fuck, you know?
You guys been around just about 10 years.
Yeah.
This is
the very beginning, but very, very, very beginning of the band, yeah.
Yeah, so
it predates me a little bit, but right. not by too long.
So you guys had maybe like one or two member changes since then, or how's the lineup?
More than two, unfortunately.
I think we're generous.
We're steady since 2004 when Etienne and Paul joined.
Yeah.
And then we lost and Kim also in 2006. But recently we had to part way with Kim, and we got a new guy, Louis. It's been almost a year now that he's
Louis's
with us.
Yeah, Louis's been in the band for almost, well, maybe like 6 months, you know, but we've been talking to him for almost a year.
Yeah,
now,
almost a year.
So, I mean, you know, people come and go, but like the core of the band has generally been myself, Justin, and Terry. You know, like, we've been there for, you know, quite a while now, and especially Justin and Terry, they've been in the band since the very, very, very beginning.
But it really started when you joined.
Well, yeah,
there was
a name change too. That came a couple years after I had joined, because we had put out our first record under the name Profugus Mortis, and the CD was called So It Begins. And then maybe 2 or 3 years later, when we signed to Nuclear Blast and Sumerian Records, we changed our name to Blackguard and put out the Profugus Mortis record. So, and you know, the rest is history, I guess.
Now, like I mentioned to you earlier, like, how, as Canadians coming into America, is it easier to get into America versus getting into European countries? Because I know, like, for us to get in Canada, they're so strict. If you have any little blemish, could stop you from coming in.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know that Canada is like
generally frowns upon any kind of like criminal background. And I mean, the States is the exact same way too. If any of us had a criminal any kind of record, we wouldn't be able to go in for the most part, or we'd have to do jump through a lot of hoops and go through a lot of red tape in order to come back in. But no, it's way, 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 way harder to come into the States than it is European countries. We have to pay out our ass for work visas and taxes, and you got to be on the ball in order to go into the States, and like, which sucks because it's hurting the music scene in the U.S. because there's less and less bands able to go over there, not just Canadian bands but international bands that don't want to tour the States anymore because it's just too expensive and it's just too much of a hassle and it's not even worth it. Then the market these days and just shows in general, the economy, like, you know, people have less disposable income, so, you know, nobody's buying, you know, or fewer people are buying t-shirts for certain bands, so it's just, you know, it's becoming not worth it for European and Canadian bands to go over to the States these days, which is sad because, you know, there's a lot of really great markets over there. We do enjoy touring the States quite a bit. I mean, that's where we've toured the majority of our career has been touring the U.S. So, you know, the idea that we can't afford to do it anymore, you know, kind of sucks.
Yeah, my one of my favorite bands is Annihilator, and like I've never seen them in America.
Oh, they'll never tour them.
I gotta go up north or crawl across the seas to see them, and I really, really love them.
You know what happened? As soon as you cross the border, you have to get into a sleigh ride with dogs, and then you can go see Annihilator.
I would totally
straight up at the border, man. It's snow and.
I would totally do that, right?
Yeah, I mean, Jeff doesn't even tour Canada. He, like, Annihilator, they do European festivals, and that's pretty much it. But you know what? Like, it pays him really damn well, and, you know, he knows where his strong markets are, you know. And it sucks, because I know, like, there's a lot of U.S. fans that would love to see a band like Annihilator play, but, like, you know what? I don't know. Maybe if everybody wrote him angry emails and was like, get your ass over to the States, maybe he'll change his mind.
Yeah. Now, do you find it... Like, with 10 years in almost, like, are you still as happy with this scene? Or have you gotten more jaded with, like, the more you learn more about everything, it's like, this isn't fun anymore?
Yes and no. I mean, it's definitely still fun, especially nights like tonight. It's fantastic, you know? But unfortunately, you know, like, when we get older and then the financial strain starts taking precedent over the fun, you know, like, you know, if we're not making money, then, you know, we're in danger of losing our livelihood, you know, not being able to pay our rent, and that's where the real stress comes in, you know, not being able to feed yourself or provide for yourself. So, you know, it outweighs the fun you have on stage sometimes, you know, is all the other aspects of the music industry, you know, and unfortunately it sucks that the financial strain is such a huge part of it, but I mean, that's the reality of the situation now, is that people can't afford to go and tour. And I mean, we spent a lot of time on the road over the last 4 or 5 years that we'll never, and I mean, we will never go out as much as we have in the past, you know, going forward. You know, we just can't do it. You know, we need to take more time, you know, for ourselves and make sure that we're all right financially before we can, you know, commit to going out for a month or 2 months, you know, because that's a huge financial strain on everybody, you know, especially a band of our size, you know, like we're not headlining, we're not making, you know, thousands of dollars a night, you know, we're lucky if we can come out with a couple of hundred, so, you know, we got to be a lot more careful these days. So, you know, the future of the band, you know, you're not going to see as much of us, but what we hope is that when you do see us, it's going to be really special and, like, it's going to be a big event, so it's kind of how we hope things are going to go forward in the future.
Like, when you guys aren't on the road, like, what do you guys do when you're home? Do you guys have, like, day jobs, or are you just...
Yeah, oh, well, definitely.
Yeah.
We definitely have day jobs, so, I mean, I work at a staging company in a warehouse, you know, Terry works for Future Shop, you know, everybody does their own thing, you know?
Yeah, and I've noticed there's a lot less jobs that are flexible enough to give people the time off they need to go on, like, a month-long tour.
Some people have to switch jobs
all the time, and that blows.
Did you have to do that?
Yes, I did. I used to be a gas pumper at many different corner store and stuff. Now I found an awesome job, and I was afraid that I was going to lose it for the store, but no, they said, we're going to keep you, so crossing my finger they won't, like, drop me or forget about that when we'll be back in 2 months, and then we're not going to tour for a little bit, So at least I can work and like less stress financially.
Do you find, I guess, you know, the same old like, oh, you're a female in a metal scene, and not only, you know, you're also the drummer. Do you find it kind of, do you get a lot of female fans come up to you, like saying like you're an inspiration to them? Because I always know a lot of girls, you know my friends' kids that are females that want to play drums, and I like, hey, yo, check out this band. This is a really good drummer. And like, it's not all guys. I let everybody know, like, you know, it's more.
I don't get it like a lot face to face, but it happened. I get like a lot of Facebook message like, oh, it's cool, you play drum, what kind of kit do you use? Because it's like, there's not a lot of role model for it, you know? Especially in our generation, there's not a lot of female drummer around. So it's hard, you don't have really like a model to look up to. Like, it's easy, okay, I'll play lead guitar, I'll put a trench coat jacket, some stud on the shoulder, and I'll bang my head, but for the drum, there's not a lot. So I try to keep in touch with all the girl drummer I can, and we share tricks and tips, and it's important.
Do you do any of the drum videos? Any drum cam videos?
No. I was featured on what was it called? Sick Drummer, like Best of 2011. But I haven't had the time, really, like always on the road. I don't really have time to set up a cam and like do this for myself. But soon we will do, we'll put up some studio vlog online, and it'll be fun to watch.
Alright, so final, with the new record, I know it's too soon for a title or anything, but do you know?
It's called Storm.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's called Storm, it's going to be out on Victory Records, hopefully sometime in the fall, and yeah, it's looking real damn good, so.
Where is it being recorded, and with who?
It's being recorded with our old keyboard player, actually, at his studio called Silver Wing Studios, and we're doing all the pre-production and all the actual recording there, and it's coming out just fantastically. I mean, Joe, our old keyboard player, has also got a production hand, and he's also, you know, taking on a producer's role, too, so
it's making great. Awesome coffee.
And he's also making awesome coffee. So it feels really good working back with him, like an older member, you know, who knows exactly who we are and how we should sound, you know, and his input is just invaluable. So we're really happy to be working with him again.
It's bringing back the old team. We also, we're going to have some guest spot from older musicians that played with us back in the days. We'd like to try to keep it like in the family and have a couple of musician friends cooperate and just make the best awesome record we can. And it's awesome to be out there right now because we have new song to play. And it's really amazing to like hear the reaction and see how people like feel about them. Sometimes like, oh yeah, that new song was cool. Or I didn't like it. It's just interesting because it's not out yet. It's still like a raw diamond. So it's nice to have the opportunity to play this song every night.
And you can change it if you feel like it. Like, all right, this part's not working. We could
Yeah. Or you can fuck up. No one would know. It's a new song.
I heard it, you know, and from what I was able to hear, I like it. It sounds like you guys, but it doesn't sound exactly like your last.
No, it's a progression.
The progression's there. You can hear it, and definitely in that.
But we're still bringing like older elements in it, trying to keep the epicness and the narrative theme of the Firefight, but we're also bringing more symphonic element that we used to have on Proficus Mortis and on our first release, especially with the implication of Joe with us. So it's still like a direction line, a natural evolution for the band. And we feel very comfortable with it. I think it's the first record we have that we can all agree that all the songs are good. Like, no one doesn't like a song or a part. Like, we're trying to make everyone as happy as possible. Of course, you're not gonna dig everything out of it, but no one's unhappy. And that's the goal.
Yeah.
All right, I got two more for you, and I'll let you guys go. When you write, do you like, is this like more of a concept record, or is it just like everything?
This one's a concept record. I mean, what I did with this CD is the main single from the album Firefight, the song Firefight. That was a kind of a very sort of specific story, and basically I'm taking the character from that song, and I'm sort of running with his experience, like following the story of that initial song. So it's like a record based on, you know, Jesus Christ, I don't know how to describe it. It's basically just like a song following him after like his ordeal. So, you know, it's my first time kind of trying out a concept record, and, you know, and I hope it works out, you know, and like it's my first time really writing a story over the course of an entire record, and, you know, so far so good.
It's nice, man. The music is also solidifying your team with a lot of leitmotiv and atmosphere that are recurrent in the song. So every song is like a journey, and the CD is gonna be very epic, I guess. A lot of influence, as we usually do, but the narrative theme and the orchestral and epicness of it makes it like a good unity, like unite.
They complement each other.
Yeah.
All right, and finally, with about 3 records out, is there any song you guys don't like playing live? Like, oh, we're not going to play this song anymore. I hate this song. Do you guys have a song you hate?
Me and Paul can agree on one.
Well, we never played it live, so... I mean, I don't...
That's a song that's never going to be...
I have one. In 2009, Summer Slaughter, we decided, first day of the tour, to play iDemon. Because we're like, yeah, it's fast, it's angry, it's Summer Slaughter, let's play it. We played it, didn't work well, and we never played it again after that.
Yeah. But then again, like... That show was just awful in general, and maybe it would have went over better on some of the other dates, so who knows. Yeah, we haven't played that. We haven't played iDemon in a long, 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 long
time. Or Anton, also.
Yeah, we haven't played in time. Like, there's a lot of songs off Profugus Mortis record we haven't played in quite a while, and, you know, I kind of like it that way, because they're not the strongest songs, and we have far stronger songs now, so... You know, it sucks that there are people that want to listen to those older ones, but, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a time and a place where we'll be able to put them out, like, play those ones again, but it's not now.
Gotcha.
It's really hard when you have a 25, 30 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. You got to go with your strongest songs. So.
The well-known song.
All right, thank you guys very much for your
no
time.
Problem.
I appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you. Mind if